Welcome back to Spotlight Radio, reveling in the arts and entertainment. I'm Ginny Wolf, and I'm here with Laurie Pavlos, the Executive Director of the Lyme Art Association. Welcome, Laurie.
Thank you very much.
Now, this is an association. Well, you give us the history. You've been around forever, and you got some really cool things happening.
Yes, we have. Well, our history is linked with arts in Old Lyme, which has been around for more than a century, like I said. So a bunch of artists decided to come to Old Lyme because it was beautiful and there was a lot of camaraderie at the turn of the last century. And they happened upon Florence Griswold, who was just feeling really burdened by her house. Mm. She was a single woman, and she decided to take on boarders. And so the artists came and lived with her, and they had a real community there. And pretty soon afterwards, they started holding exhibitions. They did that in the library. And then they said, I don't even know if the library had lights, because they complained that the lighting wasn't very good.
It was the turn of last century.
It was, right. So they started thinking about, they formed an association in 1914. And then they started thinking about building a place to exhibit their artwork. And they started getting funds for it. And they, unfortunately, World War I came in the way. But right after that, they got started. And they had a famous architect and artist, Charles Platt, design a beautiful art gallery with skylit galleries. Mm. This is what we call our home right now. It's a beautiful gallery built in 1921. And it is designed perfectly for viewing art. And because natural light's the best for seeing art.
Right.
And it's just a beautiful structure from the outside and on the inside. Mm. So we feel very lucky to call it our home. And we just did a renovation of the outside. So a lot of people have started noticing it because it looks a lot better now. It was kind of blending into the background some very old shingles. But now it's bright and new, and you can really see the beautiful architectural design, too. Yeah.
So very forward thinking. That didn't happen very often. They were able to.
So people started coming out from New York City on the train, and it was, you know, really publicized throughout the country at that time.
Huh.
Yeah. So we've actually continued to do that very same thing until this present day.
Yeah.
So we've been an association of working artists and amateur artists and art lovers. Lots of people who just enjoy the arts.
Nice.
And we put on 7 exhibitions a year of over 200 pieces for each exhibit. So it's a lot of work. And I was just down in Old Lyme helping hang the current exhibition, which is 4 acts. It's actually 4 exhibitions kind of in one.
Uh-huh.
And I was having a lot of fun because I was hanging labels and looking this beautiful art. And I just feel very lucky to be doing this because I get to see this. I get to see a huge amount of art come through. And a lot of other people do, too. A lot of people come every single exhibit just to see what's on the walls and enjoy the space and the artwork.
Very nice. Yeah. Very nice. And so then the Florence Griswold house, that got added on. So that's a whole separate entity.
It is. The Florence Griswold Museum is right next door to us.
Okay.
Mm. She deeded this property to us, to the artists.
Oh, okay.
Back in 1917, sometime around that, for like a dollar.
Right.
Sounds like Manhattan to me.
Being a lover of the arts, I'm glad she was generous.
Right. And so we're the little corner there between Halls Road and Lyme Street.
Okay.
And a lot of people think we're part of the museum there.
Mm.
But we send each other across the bridge. We send guests across to see where we all started in Florence's house, Miss Florence's house,
as they called it. That's beautiful.
And they send people over the bridge to see the artwork where we are.
Yeah. So, oh, very nice.
Where the artists are currently.
So, so now, are your exhibits mostly more modern art? It's living artists?
Actually, they're living artists. So it's all of our artist members. Uh-huh. We don't generally hang art from people who are no longer with us.
Oh, okay.
That on rare occasion that happens in some kind of a special exhibit.
Right.
But so they're all our members, and it's representational art.
Okay.
Which is term that means if you look at the art, you know what it's about, basically. Mm-hmm. It's mm-hmm. it can be landscapes, still lifes. It doesn't have to be hyper-realist, but it's you know what it is when you look at it.
Right.
Right now we have the one exhibit a year that we do that we call explorations, and some of our member artists who generally work in representational art, they're exploring some other things. They're artists. They're very creative.
Right.
So they want to try some new things. And so there still is a lot of representational work even in that, but it's a little more abstracted. And some of it is maybe only the artist can really see what's in there. But that's very exciting and fun to see, too. It's fun to see what our artists are up to.
Right, right. And even when that came out of my mouth, modern art, I realized probably this very moment I had an epiphany, the difference between modern art and contemporary art, the way people think about it.
There are a lot of terms that people throw around. And contemporary is really just means people who are living.
Exactly. Right, yeah. So that makes the most sense.
Yeah.
So do you, how often do you rotate your exhibits?
Every month and a half or so.
Wow. That's crazy.
So we have, it is crazy. Yeah.
That's busy. I mean, that's not crazy, but it keeps you very busy.
Exactly. It keeps us very busy. It really does. But we're all in the swing of it. And it's, like I said, it's a lot of fun. There's a huge influx of work that comes in. All of our exhibits are juried.
I was just going
to
ask.
So not every piece that is entered to the exhibit is is accepted. Mm. And so it's, they're all, it's really high quality artwork. And, so we actually handle a lot more work than is even on the walls.
Right.
Because there's all the other
coming
work
through.
That came in. Right?
Sure. Yeah. And is it for sale? I mean,
it's all for sale.
It is all for sale.
All the artwork is for sale. It's actually one of the requirements to submit work there. It can't be a lot of places take work that is not for sale.
Right.
And we don't accept that.
No, that's okay. That's good. Yeah. That's good. So you have to be willing to part with it if you're going to
that's
be part
exactly
of an exhibit.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
And hopefully you will.
Yeah.
So what are some upcoming events and things that are going on?
We have some things for the community at large. We have an art supply expo, which is coming up.
We've
done this annually for several years now. And it's for artists of all sorts. We have about a dozen vendors coming down to take part in it with us. They bring their wares. They have high-quality art supplies for pastels, watercolors, oil paints, acrylics. They bring brushes, and they have demonstrations.
Huh.
And it's a lot of fun. And we have people from all the different art societies and people who aren't members of art societies in the area. But this little corner of Connecticut is... there aren't a lot of art stores in the area.
Right.
So
right.
People really, you can order things online, but you can't see them and touch them and feel them and see how it works.
Yeah.
And we have someone who makes these sort of handmade palettes that are new wave palettes. That they were a big hit last year. they're beautiful. They're folding. They fold up and you can, they're for traveling.
Okay.
So there's all sorts of things. And people have a good time. So that's April 6th from 10 in the morning until 3 in the afternoon. And people come and go and take a look at what's available. You can buy things right there. You can just try things out.
Mm.
It's been a really popular event.
It works both ways because, once you've seen the stuff and you can order online, so everybody's benefiting at that point.
Exactly.
Yeah, very cool. So when I think about art and now knowing that you have contemporary, you alive people. I know my mom came into painting very late in life. It was something, and she ended up doing amazingly beautiful stuff. Do you see, have a lot of people like that that come into it later?
We have a wide range. We have some people who are just learning to be artists. There are classes in our beautiful studio.
Good.
So we have classes all through the week, and we have workshops even higher level, that people come in from around the country to take part in the workshops in the summer. And those are a whole week long. They're intensive.
Yeah.
And they're also instructors who are well known through the country. And
right.
They travel to be here.
Right.
So we have people who are sort of newbies, and we have people who are very established and accomplished professional artists. And we have people who've done art all their lives. And we also have some accomplished professional artists who had other careers first.
Yeah.
And they became artists later in life, mm-hmm. or they returned to art.
Right, exactly. Right. Put it aside for a while.
Right.
So what's the website so people can learn more information?
The website is limeartassociation.org. All spelled out, no spaces.
Okay.
And of course, if you just Google Lyme Art Association, you can also get there.
Yeah, and I did a little homework this morning, and you have a great website.
We have
a lot of information.
And every one of our 7 exhibits a year, we photograph the paintings, and you can see them online back mm-hmm. to, I think, like 2014 or something
right.
like that. All of our exhibitions are up online. And if you're interested in any of the pieces, even the older ones, we can sometimes get in touch with the artist. So you can, while you can't shop online and purchase right. them and have them shipped to you that way, you can give us a call. And that's the way you do it. You go right. see what you like. We encourage you to come down and see everything in person. But of course, if something catches your eye, you can just give us a call and we can send you more information about it. And then we can arrange to have it shipped.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. It's such an important resource for artists as well. And I wouldn't even say art lovers. I know when we were first married, my mom had found an artist on Cape Cod that she really liked. And he was, yes, in some gallery in Hyannis. And his art just really spoke to us. And we ended up buying this big, you know, for like no money, basically, because he wasn't very well known. A great big piece of artwork, which graces our living room now. And Stephen and I, we're not art lovers per se, you know, in that sense. But we found something that really spoke to us and defines our house.
Right.
Which is really nice.
Yeah, it's nice. And I think people find that when they walk through.
Yeah.
A particular piece speaks to them. And we have something called the People's Choice Award, which people seem to love. Every exhibition, we have little pieces of paper that people write on their favorite, what mm-hmm. speaks to them. And that artist gets, whoever gets the most votes, gets an award at the end of the exhibit.
Yeah.
And people love having a hand in that because you never know. People see something different. We also have awards from the juror.
Right.
But not everybody sees eye to eye with the juror. And they're, most of the time, the person who wins the People's Choice Award is not the person who wins the first prize from the juror. So
that's interesting.
Yeah.
Very fun. So people, can come in and find whatever they might like. So what are the hours and when are you open?
We are open from Wednesday through Sunday. Mm-hmm. The gallery is closed Mondays and Tuesdays from 10 o'clock until 5 o'clock.
Okay.
But if you happen to be driving by on a Monday or Tuesday and you want to see it, I'm there. So you just come around. You just come around to the back, and I'll see you.
Knock on the window.
I'll see you come, and I'll open the door for you. Turn the lights on, and you can have your own private viewing.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Right.
So all of these exhibits. How far ahead are you working in order to make all of this happen?
It's a pretty compact process. We take the artwork in just the weekend before it's on view.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the Saturday and Sunday, artists come flooding in with their work. And it's a real speedy process.
Yeah.
The juror comes in Monday morning, chooses the work, and we work on cataloging and labeling and everything and hanging.
Yeah.
A lot of banging in the gallery. It's very noisy. And then by that Friday, it's all up on the walls and labeled. And we then take a little breather and have our opening reception the following week.
Okay.
So for this exhibit called Four Acts, mm-hmm. the opening reception is going to be March 17th.
Okay.
And that's a Sunday afternoon from 2 o'clock until 4 o'clock. And the public is invited. And we serve refreshments. And
the artists are there, right?
Many of the artists are there. And you get to take a good look at the exhibit and talk to the artists. and see if there's anything that catches your eye that you'd like to bring home.
What a fun regular event to decide to go to know that you can go to an art opening every couple of months.
Right.
But then you have to be working on the next one that will be coming
That's
in.
That's right. That's right. We're already asking for images because we put together a postcard and we put together, of course, information for the press on what's coming up next.
Right.
So we're already working on the next exhibit, which is the Elected Artist exhibit and also the Connecticut Watercolor Society.
Okay.
That's a really fine exhibit. The Elected Artists are our very top level artists. There are only just under 90 of them, and they have to go through a pretty rigorous selection process.
Yeah.
And so that exhibit is really always a beautiful, beautiful exhibit. Really top-notch work.
Yeah, and up for the summer months, it sounds like.
You know, it's only up until June 7th.
Oh,
so it starts
the spring
because
months.
We get on to the next thing. So we have a bunch of popular exhibits coming up. There's going to be a marine exhibit early in the summer, and then late summer exhibit is not, there's no theme. All sorts of art comes in late summer. And then we have the New England landscape exhibit, which is also very popular. Beautiful landscapes. And the Lyme Impressionists for years were known for landscapes.
Right.
And there's still a lot of the artists who are very local. They we have a beautiful landscape down there. And that's why the original
that's why
artists
they were
came out. Right.
Sure.
Right. So that's a very popular exhibit too, and we wrap the year up with Deck the Walls, which we just a couple of months ago we took down.
Yeah,
and that's again all sorts of themes, mostly smaller work for gift giving for the holidays. So
perfect. We're chatting with Lori Pavlos from the Lyme Art Association, LymeArtAssociation.com
.org. Yes, right.
I know. .org. All sorts of great stuff going on. We're going to go to a very quick break and then we'll be back. Don't go far. You're listening to Spotlight on WLAS and WMRD. Welcome back to Spotlight Radio, reveling in the arts and entertainment. I'm chatting here with Lori Pavlos, from the Lyme Art Association, LymeArtAssociation.org, which has just an amazing ongoing routine of new openings and shows and all of that stuff.
Right. Right now we have four acts, which are four different like mini exhibitions, and it's sponsored by Guilford Savings Bank, and it's open Wednesdays through Sundays from 10 to 5. And it's open to the public, free.
Very nice. Yes, everything is free there.
Right. Well, the classes are not free.
Well, the classes are not free, exactly. Now, in order to become a member, do you need to be an artist? Or
no,
you
don't need to be an
artist. Lover?
You can be an art lover and supporter, and we have lots of members who are that. It's just $50 to become a member.
Oh, that's a
bargain. And any member, if you are an artist, right away you can start entering work.
Oh, nice.
Right.
Very nice. And it sounds like it's a beautiful space.
It is. It's just gorgeous. And it's a lot of people look at it and decide it's a perfect place for an event that they have.
Yeah.
So we have gallery rental. People hold sort of small weddings. It's like up to 120 or so.
That's a good size.
The smaller if you're sitting down. They're all different, you know. But it's just a stunning space. And it's good for birthday parties and showers and rehearsal dinners, things like that. And it's a really, really pretty space. When people walk in, they can't believe it.
What a great idea. And to be surrounded by artwork for any of these special events is always so nice.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So the Lyme Art Association, again, LymeArtAssociation.org, with all sorts of exhibits coming and going in classes. So if you've never thought about, you know, or you've always wondered if maybe you wanted to try your hand at art, that's the place to go.
That's right.
Thank you, Lori, for joining us. I appreciate
You're
it.
You're very welcome.
Next week, I know we have a guest, but I don't know who it is. But meanwhile, get out. I know. Sorry about that. Whoever my guest is. Next week, get out there this weekend. Do something in the arts. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Stay safe. That's next weekend, so we don't have to worry. But the festivities are starting up this weekend. If you do something for free, find the basket, throw some money in it, because all of the arts need your support, whether they're visual or they're performing or whatever else it might be. Thank you so much, Lori, and we'll be back with you next week.